This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Police say they still don't know why a Walmart employee opened fire at the store in Chesapeake, Virginia last night, killing six people and then apparently killing himself. A witness says it was a Walmart manager. Police Chief Mark Zaleski.
We are truly saddened at the tragedy that took place in our community last night. We are all praying for the family, friends, and co-workers of everyone that's affected by this senseless violence.
The AP's Julie Walker.
Officer Leo Kaczynski says when police went into Walmart, they found the shooter dead along with the victims and the injured.
It's sad. You know, we're a couple days before the Thanksgiving holiday. I mean, anytime that's a sad, I mean, it's just a bad time all around.
That audio courtesy WVEC. There have been 40 mass killings in the U.S. so far this year, according to a database by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University.
The alleged shooter, accused in the deaths of five people at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub, is scheduled to make a first court appearance within hours. The AP's Donna Warder.
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldridge is scheduled to appear in court by video from jail. According to court filings by Aldridge's defense team, Aldridge is non-binary and uses the pronouns they and them. Aldridge was beaten into submission by patrons during Saturday night's shooting at Club Q. Investigators say the motive behind the shooting is still unclear, but Aldridge faces possible murder and hate crimes charges.
If you are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, expect crowds no matter how you're going, says the AAA. Plane, bus, train, car, cruise ship. 55 million of us are on the move. Two explosions near bus stops in Jerusalem, killing a teenager and injuring at least 18. This is AP News. Ukraine's First Lady is promising never to forget this.
Ukrainian authorities say an overnight rocket attack has struck a hospital maternity ward in southern Ukraine, killing a newborn baby. The mother and doctor were pulled alive from the rubble. The region's governor says the rockets were Russian. The strike in the city of Vilniansk adds to the gruesome toll suffered by hospitals and other medical facilities and their patients and staff in the Russian invasion entering its 10th month this week. They have been in the firing line from the outset, including a March 9 airstrike that destroyed a maternity hospital in the now-occupied port city of Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UNICEF says a cholera outbreak sweeping through Haiti is hitting more and more children. Haiti's health ministry says cholera has killed almost 200 people and sickened thousands more since the first deaths were announced in early October. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.